We got to change pace. I love Nigeria, man. I love Nigeria. One of the things, my greatest joy, you know, besides my wonderful kids, you know, but one of the things that I'm very proud of, man, is that I had the opportunity to play for Nigeria. It's something that was very, very dear to me. Every time they called, I came. You know what I mean? Like, I would come, drop anything that I was doing, you know, even workouts, you know? So the love that I have for the fans, oh my goodness, Nigerian Supporters Club, it's got to be the greatest bunch of people that you, I mean, let me just tell y'all, this like, for me, basketball, like, I'm not a draft pick. I wasn't like, I didn't even play basketball in high school. You know, you feel me? You know, I taught myself how to play basketball. On the streets, yes, on the streets. But the streets were littered with ballers. This is what people don't understand. You know, I was in the era growing up in the Bay Area where you had the Steve Nash, the Brevin Knights, you know, the Lloyd Pierces. You know, I mean, it was like, you know, everybody was out there balling, you know, and the Vince Barnetts, you know, the Troy Thompsons, you know, some of the guys I played with, Jason Wilson, right? We was balling, you know. And I had an opportunity to play with, you know, in the pro-ams and things of that nature. So I played with a lot of talent where I seasoned myself. Now, I played at Foothill College, you know, put up numbers. You know what I mean? You put me out there, I'm going to put up numbers. But my point is, man, like, I'm not a draft pick where, you know, I built my basketball before I went to Montana State, you know. So when I see people working hard, right, I remember my own journey, how stressful it was trying to do this, trying to do that. You know, you're not sure if you're going to get an opportunity. But to have it taken away from you without you even having, you know, trying, that's what bothers me. There's kids out there where, you know, you chase them off the basketball court, you know, they sneak back around and come get shots in. That was me. You know, I would be out there playing. My uncle, you know, trying to hide from my uncle when he drive by to see, you know, if I'm out there playing, I see his car hide. Because if he sees me, he's going to make me come home. That's what, you know, like, dedication is. You wanted to do this at all costs. So I have a passion for basketball. I do. I have a passion for Nigeria. I do. So when I see young Nigerian youths, the country's already difficult. Okay, the country's already difficult. There's hardships, there's all type of things going on, but these kids want to play basketball. Nigerian Basketball Federation, it's your responsibility. It's your responsibility to provide them a venue, provide them activities. That's what you're elected to do. It's very disappointing. Year after year, there's no opportunity for these kids. We have to rely on people like Louis Edom, a business professional in America that has to leave what he's doing to come bring basketball, just an opportunity for some type of basketball, you know, action, because the Federation is incapable infighting, bickering. It's shameful. And no, I've been talking about this, and no, they just dismiss it. If anything, they send, you know, ghouls to attack me. Attack me. Yeah, you must have not seen me play. The same passion that I had when I played is the same passion I have for things that I believe in. And I believe in Nigerian basketball youths, not the Nigerian Basketball Federation. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. People don't want to tell you guys this. It's disgusting. The Federation, the board, every year. This is 2024. You shame the women national team, the players, anyone that speaks up. You silence the male team. It's disgusting what you guys are doing. For what? So you can put money in your pocket? So you can get power, credibility? You're destroying Nigerian basketball. But they say I'm venting. But what am I saying? Am I saying any untruths? This is a terrible administration. Terrible. I don't have anything against you, Musa Kida. I don't have anything against Bob's or your board or anything of that nature. But this is ridiculous. Still, today, there's no viable league. When it's time for the BAL, you guys do an abridged league where everybody comes together, plays for 1 week, right? 1 week. Lewis Adam, thank you, my brother. Thank you, thank you, thank you. There's many others that do things, you know, in the States, you know, do in individual things, workouts, you know, many other former players that's taken up the mantle because our federation is lacking. And we look across South Sudan. No offense, South Sudan, but we used to beat y'all by 100 points almost. It's not funny now. It's not funny now because y'all could probably beat us by 100. But that's what I'm talking about. Like South Sudan. South Sudan. Yeah, I said it. What's the first thing that you think about when you think about South Sudan? It's like the Lost Boys, right? No. They whooping ass boys now. They whooping ass boys. Get on the court with them and see what happened. Oh, yeah. You'll find out. Luol Deng, the former Laker. I'm still mad at your contract, Luol Deng. You put us in the deficit for years. My goodness. They paid you all that goddamn money. But Luol Deng, you are a genius, my brother. I got to give you props. You have turned your federation into a powerhouse. A powerhouse. And you want to smile at doing it. And it just made me just anxious. Like, wow. Imagine Nigeria if we had someone like, you know, with your vision and power. Someone that's going to go bring ballers, training, you know, bring sponsorship. How does Nigeria not have adequate sponsors? Every tournament, we're begging for money. Begging for money. Well, you know, like there's things that happen. Sometimes you know, you say like, you know what, I don't want to go into this and I don't want to go into that. Every coach that we have, you guys belying the coach, is this, you run off. I ran into Mike Brown. Had a conversation with Mike Brown, Coach Mike Brown of the Sacramento Kings. Yes, he was coaching the Nigerian national team. You know, they try to, you know, make it seem like this man did this, he did that, you know. They always belying our coaches. But in my conversation with him, he shared with me that he raised money for Nigerian basketball. Over $1 million. Where did that money go? Think about this. The man said he didn't even take his salary. Gave it back to y'all. Like, you know, no. I applaud Mike Brown. If I never ran into him and had this conversation, how would we find out? What happened to the over $1 million that Mike Brown raised for Nigerian basketball? What happened? Every year we have no money. Every year. This is coach of the year in the NBA. And we ran him off. Why? Because anytime someone holds you accountable, they become the enemy. Even your beloved point guard. Even your beloved point guard. I've become your enemy, right? You know, I used to be the toast of the town. But I don't mind. You know, I play better when people boo me. Y'all should know that. I like to go into hostile territory. That's my specialty. But I come with facts. Come with facts. What happened to the $1 million that Mike Brown raised for Nigerian basketball? I'll wait for an answer. Maybe you got you tune in for part two of this. I'll tell you what they said they what happened with the money, or what I heard what happened with the money. But I heard firsthand account that $1 million was raised for Nigerian basketball through the efforts of Mike Brown. This is what we do here. This is real talk. What happened? Every year, no money, no tournaments. Our boys, I remember just last year, they wanted to put our kids on bus to Ghana. It's not even funny. But we, you know, this is ridiculous. Like, this is Nigeria. You know, sometimes, you know, when you bring yourself down, a midget can slap you. I made that up. It's pretty good, right? I know y'all like that. But if you bring yourself down low enough, even a midget can slap you. Nothing against midgets. I don't want y'all trying to kick my knees out. You know what I mean? You know. I'm just playing. I'm playing. But no. If you bring yourself down low enough, anybody can slap you. Even a baby can slap you. But if you hold yourself high, they can't touch your face. They can kick your knees. They can kick your knees. But I'm being funny, but man, you know, this is serious business though, y'all. We're going to continue that, you know, another segment on what happened to we'll call it the missing funds. Because it's not the only one. I mean, come on now. This is, you know, come on, you know. But this is Real Talk with Kingsley. If you haven't already done so, hit that like button, subscribe, you know, because we're gonna be bringing it. You know how I do. But shifting gears, Dynamic Sports Management is at it again. Yes, sir, they are at it again. And because of what I just described, the chaos in Nigeria, you know, we are doing everything possible to try to give opportunities to as many kids as we can. Now, my home state, Imo State, where I'm from, where I was born, Old Town, aware it, baby. That's my home. Ndibo, Kwenu. Yeah, Quenu. Yeah, Quezono. That's how we do it. But where I'm from, Old Town, Owerri, we're going to have a 3-on-3 tournament. We just did a 1-on-1. And I wanted to kind of see what we're working with, what the talent level was with, you know, who's going to bring it, who's going to not bring it, what's going on. And there was a point guard extraordinaire, Ernest Prince, this kid brought it, you know. There's another segment that I did on him. Check that out, man. But the kid won, and Dynamic signed him, and now we're doing it 3-on-3. King of the Court. $250,000 in prizes is going to be cash prizes. 250,000 cash prize naira. It's going to be up for stakes. We might even have a little 3-point contest, you know. So, you know, we're going to see what's happening. But man, if you think you got what it takes, you think you got the game, come out to the stadium on the 27th, but you got to register first in order to play on the 27th. So, make sure you get your registration in. You know, with any luck, we might extend the registration a little bit for y'all, you know, to make sure that everybody gets, so we can make sure that we fill the teams correctly, get everything set up, because there's going to be a scouting opportunities by Dynamic so they can send some more kids to American schools, okay? If by the way, if you're signed as a Dynamic client, you get between $150 to $300 per month, okay? This is why you're training, why they're doing your paperwork, because you need an I-20, you need a passport, they need your transcript, okay? So while they gathering all of this and getting your ticket in and all of that stuff for the schools, man, you're getting money. $150, you know, and Naira is like about 180,000 Naira. Check that out. That's why, for you to continue doing what you're doing now. But come out there, 3-on-3 tournament. Bring your game. If you got what it takes, shooters. Man, I used to play in the 3-on-3s. This is how I started in basketball, bro. I love the 3-on-3s because, man, you make a mistake. You know, I'm dunking on you, crossing you over. You know, you can put on a show out there, man. People don't understand. You can, you know, like while they're setting screen, you got one-on-one. Man, you can put on a show. I'll show y'all some of my highlights if you haven't seen some. Because, man, I love the 3-on-3. That's where I was bread and buttered, you know. And if you can play a good 3-on-3 in a basketball game, a lot of time, if you watch the, you know, professional basketball game, it's really two guys involved, three guys, you know, it's kind of like almost like you got a 3-on-3 going on the court while something else is going on the other side. You know what I mean? Like if you study basketball, man, you would just love every aspect of the game. And this is one of the reasons that, you know, 1-on-1, 3-on-3, 5-on-5, you got to do it all. You got to be able to, because you're going to incorporate each aspect of it into the game. But, you know, I've talked about this enough. If you got a game, come out there. You know, the 27th is free registration, prizes, you know, and thanks to His Excellency Governor Hope Uzodinma, the extraordinary vision that he has to help these young men, you know, with, you know, more opportunities. You know, we're going to take one step at a time. You know, we're going to do what we can to try to improve you know, the infrastructure, because next is we're bringing the basketball league. Next, we're going to bring the Niger Delta Basketball League. I've been talking about this with Julius Wonsu and Osita Mwachuku. You know, man, these two guys have been instrumental in with the vision for the Niger Delta Basketball League. We're going to incorporate it. It's going to be the next thing that we do. So stay tuned. It's coming soon because Nigeria needs it. We can't just sit idle and let these people destroy young people's dreams. We must put out an effort. We must put out something to make sure that these kids stay, you know, they stay ready. They stay ready and give them opportunity. You know, a dream is a terrible thing to waste. You know, you can't waste somebody's dream, man. So, and I believe in it. Like I said, you know, every time when I played for Nigeria, it was the most satisfying thing for me, you know. And everywhere we went, Nigerians would come out and support you. They support you. Sometimes they brought you food, you know. I remember one time we went to go surprise our supporters club, you know, at the hotel where they stayed in. you know, because we had, they had a little bit of difficulties here and there. And you're talking about people that left their jobs, left their doctors, lawyers, nurses. It doesn't matter what it is, vendors, you know, it doesn't matter what they did. They all left whatever they were doing to travel and come support our teams. You know, how can you not be touched by that? So, man, we went out there to go surprise them, and we had a jam session on the street where everybody was partying. It was one of the, you know, like when I think about Nigeria and the Nigerian Basketball Federation, you know, all this negativity that, you know, that they bestowed upon the young people is terrible. But you know what we did back then was we celebrated, even in the midst of, they were doing the same nonsense to us. Don't get me wrong, you know. But at least it wasn't like this, where they didn't even have a league or anything, you know. But like we suffered, you know, I talked about this before, and some people got, you know, mad and even try to, you know, downgrade me for bringing it up, that we slept on conveyor belts, you know, at the airport. Because, yeah, I mean, they do silly stuff like they wouldn't get us hotel rooms.
Yo, man, we stuck in fucking ass.
So 6 in the morning to 8 o'clock at night. National team. That's funny though. Oh my goodness.
Close it all the way, man. Who's that?
You know, they'll book us on standby tickets, and we get stranded in the airport. You know, yeah, this is the national team on standby tickets. You know, or you know, I mean, it's just silly. Like I've slept in the airport. I've spent 2 days in the airport. 2 days. If we bring it up, it's like, oh, didn't you benefit? After all, didn't you? Yeah. What am I supposed to not benefit? I'm a damn good player. That's why I came there. So I can benefit. It's like, oh, don't you breathe air? Why are you complaining? Oh, don't you breathe? Yeah, I breathe air. Yeah. But am I wrong? Did I book a conveyor belt accommodation? Does these players deserve the terrible nonsense that they go through? But we had the biggest jam session with those fans, the real people that counts. Sometimes all these people, when you know, we think power is like, you know, the greatest thing. You get in power, 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 power. You know, real power is to help people. When you change someone's life in a positive way, it's amazing. Y'all should try it. This is Real Talk with Kingsley Ogudere. Join me next week when we find out what happened to that missing over $1 million that Mike Brown raised. I know he thought he was, you know, raising money for some, you know, credible people, right? Till next time, this is Kingsley Ogudere with Real Talk. We're going to find out what happened to that money. We're going to find out. Colombo's on the case, or Kingsley's on the case, you know, investigative reported, coming at you. All right now, till next time.